appear, and one to me are shame and fame. They reckon ill who leave me out. When me they fly, I am the wings. I am the doubter and the doubt, and I the hymn the Brahmin sings.
In 1949, the renowned scientist Albert Einstein saluted India's assassinated spiritual leader Mahatma Gandhi with these admiring words.
Generations to come, it may be, will scarce believe that such a one as this, ever in flesh and blood, walked upon this earth.
Some Westerners have a romantically uncritical attitude toward Indian philosophy. They see it as a source of timeless truth that's a striking alternative to Western materialism. Other Westerners look down on Indian philosophy as a form of superstition that includes idol and cow worship, along with a denial that there is value and purpose in our worldly lives. Both of these opposing views are caricatures, and they usually are held by the ill-informed. Whether positive or negative, many of our Western views about Indian culture and philosophy are based on our own cultural conditioning, biases, assumptions, and stereotypes. The 17th century philosopher Baruch Spinoza struggled to overcome his cultural biases with a method he described in these simple terms.
Whenever I have confronted that which was unfamiliar to me, I have constantly sought neither to praise nor to condemn, but only to understand.
Yet our Western views and stereotypes are often inadequate for understanding Indian philosophy. For example, traditional Western religious philosophies all accept that God is real. So, a traditional Jewish, Christian, or Muslim philosopher could not also be an atheist. But an Indian religious philosopher may indeed be atheistic. In fact, the oldest system of classical Hindu philosophy, Sankhya, denies the reality of God, and it seeks salvation through identifying the self with Purusha, or pure spiritual essence. Buddhist philosophy, as taught by the Buddha, also is founded on principles that are atheistic or agnostic, and it affirms a state of spiritual enlightenment and salvation called nirvana. The Western perception that Indian philosophies are world-denying and life-denying are based on some Indian claims that worldly existence is a mere illusion and lacks reality. But such claims are exceptions. Almost all of the philosophies of India accept the existence of a real world and do not understand the world to be an illusion.